The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And yes, that's a signature tune that says this is the Sunday Business Show. And if you've just switched over from another station and you're not sure what you're about to hear, well, stay with us because we do business unlike any other business show you've ever hardly listened to. In a moment, in our regular Business Behind the Brand slot, where we look at the businesses you've heard about but really don't know much about, we're looking at insurance giant Allianz, and we might even find a clever way of trimming your insurance costs. Then we kind of head to San Francisco, where Irish-established women's network Girl Crew HQ is heading, with only about 0.001% of the world's population on this tiny island of ours. The market, any market, is off the island. That's why we encourage all businesses to get off the island. More shortly from Girl Crew, then we hear about presenteeism. You know what we mean. You're at work, but you're not really at work, and it costs businesses loads. We tell you what to do about it. And we hear from a company that makes bags that helps kids in Vietnam. Business does good. And we're talking about a business book called Trust Rules, but that's only half the story, as the boss of Dubray Books reveals all about self-published books and how one of Ireland's biggest bookstore chains views them. Right, to contact us, you can email us now on live@todayfm.com. You can text 53102, but our favourite way to talk to us is through our fun Twitter account, where we can, and we do, go mad. You'll find us on @SBS Today FM, and please use the hashtag #TeamSBS so that we'll end up on our favourite spot. That's the number one trend on Twitter, backed by you, Team SBS. Now, according to my head of research, Mr. Wikipedia, insurance giant Allianz is the world's largest insurance company and financial services group. Revenues are tipping 100 billion euro and profits are over 6 billion. Some of that, of course, albeit a tiny amount, is down to what some see as the wild prices charged for car insurance by Allianz and their rivals in Ireland. So this morning, we're looking at the business behind the global brand that is Allianz. Bernard Swords of Goodbody Stockbrokers has been checking their books for us, and he's here to tell us all about whether or not it would be a good or bad thing to buy Allianz shares so as to offset the rising cost of your car or other insurance. Good morning, Bernard.
Morning, Conal.
And thank you very much for coming in. You had to go through Iron Men and things to get here.
So I believe. After the fact, I realised.
For those of you who don't know, there are 2,000 Iron Men and women, presumably, running around South Dublin at the moment, and many roads are closed off. It has been some performance of a share, Allianz. Yes.
Yeah, it's gone through big transformation over the last 2-3 years. To give a bit of background about Allianz, it would have been regarded as sort of the number one German financial, would have been a big provider of capital to the rebuilding of industrial Germany after the Second World War through recycling German savings. And as a result, kind of wandered into lots of different directions. So even into, you go back even just to 2001, when they bought over Dresdner Bank, one of the big four in Germany, that they were sprawling into areas and, you know, an inefficient balance sheet, if you like.
Was that a good idea?
No, they had to withdraw in 2006.
I thought there was something like that coming down already.
At least they withdrew in 2006 and didn't wait till 2009 to do it. They would have got nothing for Dresden, or at least they got something in 2006. So the last, and then I guess the other thing that plagued them in, say, in the early 2010s was with declining bond yields. It's not good for insurance businesses.
Explain that in absolute layperson's language in 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds, right. They take in a premium. They get an income by investing that premium in the bond market. If the bond market goes down, they get less of a return. Or if bond yields go down, they get less of a return. So all of a sudden, for support...
No profit.
Yeah, exactly.
So and therefore, pressure. When there's no profit, it knits trouble ahead.
Exactly. And puts pressure on premiums then, because they have to charge more because they can't earn as much in the financial markets.
You're hardly defending higher insurance prices.
I'm going through the logic, I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong.
But it has been good for them because they have turned things around.
Absolutely. The last 2-3 years, you've seen them sort of focus on different areas, both geographically and by product line. So as I said, the declining yields in the bond market was making it difficult for them. them to earn profits. So what they have done, in particular on the life side, is to give, instead of giving out guaranteed products, are guaranteed returns on their products, to relate those products about what the market returns would be. So all of a sudden, they're trying to change themselves into charging a fee for managing the money that you're going in. That's what they're trying to do in the life business. And the life business, which is about a third of their profits at the moment, general is about half, and then the asset manager is about 20%.
And again, for those who don't understand, general is about your cars and your house and all that kind of stuff.
Property, accident.
And a very, very different business to what is called life insurance.
Absolutely.
Just chalk and cheese.
Yes, much what you'd say is what they call shorter term liabilities in the insurance business. Your average claim comes in about 2 to 2.5 years. In the life business, your average claim is about 8 to 9 years out. So it's longer term investment.
And no matter how clever, and no matter how many computers, and no matter how many big brains, the cycle is the cycle is the cycle in general insurance.
Absolutely. That's why you get these premiums swinging up and down. So if they've had a good, generally what you've seen, if they've a good year, what they call capacity comes in, people go for market share, they start reducing premium rates. And then, of course, with competition, it decreases their returns, and then they've got a walloping great loss 1 or 2 years down the road. And
interestingly, it's the same management, so they know this is coming, but yet they kind of, it's a lemming style, they just jump in.
Yeah, it's always this, I suppose if you're a management going into a board and you're losing market share, what do you do to get that market share back?
And drop your prices. And what do? You drop your profits. And then the board wants to kick you anyway, so yeah. It's short term.
Absolutely.
And you said the third leg of the stool is?
Is the asset management. So that's about a fifth of their profits. For those who know asset managers, PIMCO is the big one within Allianz Global Investors. So that's the big bond people.
Do they own PIMCO?
Yes.
Oh, I thought PIMCO was out on its own.
No. They own it.
PIMCO, is that based on the west coast of the US?
Oh, yes. Where we all want to be based. PIMCO is a big one, and big turnaround in PIMCO. There would have been big hemorrhaging of funds in 2015 and first half 2016. But this
one of their star performers left them, wasn't it? A fella called...
Bill Goss has gone out.
Wasn't there a super...
The founder left, that's Bill Goss, so he left about 2 years ago. But this year, like you talk about big figures, this year PIMCO have taken in 60 billion euros in funds. You know, it's just, the scale is just
phenomenal.
Amazing. But if you look at it now, where's Allianz today? PE is about 11 times, slightly less than a bank. Dividend yield about 4.5%.
Oh, that's all right, that's better than a bank.
Yeah, absolutely. Your earnings growth, it'll be modest enough. I'd say 5.5 to 6% over the next couple of years, but much better quality around that because more of it is coming from fee rather than depending on what financial markets are up to.
So you're giving them 1,500 or 2,000 quid to insure your car. Would you be better off putting the 1,500 or 2,000 into the shares?
Well, I think if you have a car, you have to have your car insurance.
That is the problem. However, if you are to benefit from the profits, the super profits that they do make, it's not a bad little share to buy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. This is a good time to buy Allianz.
So on your bike and buy the shares.
Absolutely.
Bernard Swords, Goodbody Stockbrokers, as usual, clear as daylight. Thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show. In a few seconds, we're going to take an ad break, but then we're going to talk about the Girl Crew app. I'll explain all in a few seconds.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable, and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.